having a lot of trouble waking up today. It's 10 to 2 now. I've been up for a few hours. Had a doctor's phone appointment this morning, which was quite nice, not to have to leave the house to go to see the doctor. You ring to say that start the procedure, and he rings back, and the consultation happens over the phone, which is a really good thing. And it was just because I missed the last appointment, because I had a bit of a, you know, panic leaving the house, and, well, not a bit, I had quite a lot of a panic leaving the house. So yeah, that's good. That's all sorted, got repeat prescriptions and all the rest of it. He was talking to me about the preliminary diagnosis of bipolar disorder and I don't know, it is possible from what he's saying or what he thinks that the psychiatrist has not got it quite right. I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? It's such early. It's like I say, it's a preliminary diagnosis. I have to say, it's really weird, actually. Yeah. Quite strange. I think he was just trying to make me feel better, because the psychiatrist seemed pretty damn sure. Oh, dear. Well, the good news is I'm not in any kind of manic or depressive streak, really. I'm quite level. I mean, I have moods and the rest of it, but you know, not depression, which is just different. at least not for a while. Hopefully, that's because of my medication, and so that's going to be the way forward. yeah, I'll stop. I have nothing really to say. Sorry, I shouldn't really take up anyone's time by posting booze. Just me. gibbering about nothing in particular. Actually, I'm just before I finish, although I am continuing to gibber, I'm just really sort of reflecting on what a label means anyway, because that's all it is. If the psychiatrist says to me the next time I go and see him, okay, you know, I've done all the tests, blah 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 blah, I'm, you know, left with no other conclusion but you are suffering from bipolar disorder, then nothing's really changed is what I think I need to remember. I'm still the same person I was before I get a label put on me. It doesn't mean my moods are going to change, and after all, that's all I really care about, not my moods, but, you know, my depressions and things and manic episodes, which you know, well, they're good, but they're tiring. 10 days of over-enthusiasm, 2 weeks of over-enthusiasm. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I just think I need to keep in mind that whatever's going on, it's still me. And I'm not too bad at the minute, and I'm enjoying life more than I have. And I'm hoping things are going to get sorted and stuff. And so, yeah, you know, I feel engaged with a couple of projects, just playing with web design, and so sod what this thing says. I mean, it's clear I'm not going to be going back to my old career. I couldn't without making myself ill again. So what difference does it make? I've got to go forward now, and if I just see myself, frankly, as oh, maybe not. I was going to say excuse me. I was going to say, so what? Doesn't matter if I've got a label and I'm not unemployable or whatever it would make me. I'd employ myself. I'll think of something. yeah. Sorry. Yeah. It's a combination of being fairly vague today and I think just that the doctor saying that has kind of made me think, yeah, you know, it's just a label, this thing. It's just, you know, it's easy to get bogged down by it, and it's exactly the sort of thing you'd hope other people don't do. So if you do yourself, I mean, bloody hell, there's not much hope, really. But yeah, it's only a label, as I say, and it's still me.